Holy Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Lord, thine is the greatness and the power and the glory. All the good things in life come from you. We acknowledge you. We appreciate you this morning. We give you all the praise and glory, Lord. Speak to us through your word and let understanding be in our hearts and let your name be glorified and receive all the praise. And all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you know, let's get into the word today. And I'm going to tell you my subject in a minute. But first, I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 32. And I'm going to read the first three verses of this chapter. And I'll tell you what I'll be speaking about this morning. Deuteronomy 32, give ear, O ye heavens. Well, you know, heavens, whatever, you know, but give ear this morning, everybody, you know, and I will speak. And he says, look, listen, O earth, to the words of my mouth. Well, I'm going to say, you know, church, I want you to listen this morning to the words of my mouth, because my doctrine shall drop as the rain, and my speech shall distill as the dew. Even as a small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, and I will ascribe greatness unto our God here this morning. Can you say praise the Lord? Now, my subject this morning is greatness is from the Lord. Can I get a witness on that? Greatness is from the Lord. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. So I'm going to tell you a story here. In the book of Genesis chapter 11. Turn with me if you have your Bibles. Some of you may know this story. But you may have heard about this Tower of Babel that the people gathered together to build. But here is the background to this message here this morning. Genesis 11 and verse 1. And the whole earth at that time was one language, and they all had one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said to one another, well, you know, let's go ahead and make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they made brick for stone and slime for mortar and all these things. They go to now, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. But let us make us a name, you know, lest we be scattered abroad the face of the earth and so forth. So these people, they wanted some greatness. They wanted, you know, to build up to the heavens. They wanted to do these great things. They wanted to make themselves a name. Well, you know, and all that. So, and the Lord looked down upon it. You know, and these people didn't have any knowledge of God at all. They were not calling upon the name of the Lord for this project that they had. You know, they were not even acknowledging the Lord for it. It was just something they wanted to do by themselves. And then the Lord said, well, you know, the Lord was going to have something to say about that. So he said, well, let's go down and see this city and this tower, which the children of men are beginning to build. You know, and because they're all gathered together now, well, you know, nothing is going to stop them unless I stop them. You know, but because they are not giving glory to God, God confused their languages, you know, and then, you know, they couldn't do it, you know. So they wanted to be great. They wanted to build this huge tower. They wanted this tower that would reach to heaven. I mean, talking about some skyscraper that they wanted to build, you know, but God said, you're not going to do it. You know, so that's one story. Well, in the next chapter, there's another story, and I want to compare these two stories. In Genesis chapter 12, there is yet another story there. Now the Lord, in verse 1, said unto Abraham. At that time his name was Abraham. Hadn't even changed. God hadn't even changed his name yet. He didn't even have any children. And God hadn't given him the tremendous blessings yet that came to him. You know, but God said to him, I want you to get out from your kindred and your father's house to a land that I'm going to show you. Now listen to this. You know, verse 2. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, this is a different kind of greatness that comes from the Lord. This wasn't something that Abraham was trying to achieve or anything like that. This was imputed to him. God said, I will make your name great. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this is real greatness, and it comes from the Lord. It's something that the Lord, he looked upon Abraham. Of course, he knew what was in his heart. He knew how he was going to command his household after the Lord, once he knew about the Lord and so forth. You know, and God chose this man. And he said, I will make your name great.
Amen.
Quite unlike the other people that said, let us make our name great. Let us build ourselves a city and a tower that reaches to heaven. And God said, you're not going to do it. You know, and folks, I want to tell you right away. Here's one of the punchlines for my message this morning. There will be nothing great done upon this earth except by the Lord.
Yes.
If you agree with that, you can say amen.
Yes.
Let me say it to you again. There will be nothing great accomplished in this world except by the Lord. Now, there are many people that have achieved quote-unquote greatness but have not ascribed glory to God or the greatness to God. But nonetheless, they could not have done it except by the Lord. Amen.
Amen?
There is nothing great that happens on this earth except by the Lord. In fact, let me tell you what the Lord thinks of all the so-called greatness and things that people ascribe to themselves, you know, when they don't give the glory to the Lord. This is what the Lord thinks about it. Turn with me to Luke chapter 16 and verse 15. You know, Jesus, well, there was a different story there, and I don't want to go into what happened there, but I just want to read, you know, this verse here. He said, look, you are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. He said, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The greatness, the accolades, and all the things that are highly esteemed in the sight of men is nothing before the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The real greatness is the one that God ordains. When he says, I will make you great, and I will establish you, and I will put my favor in your life, and I will put a blessing in your life, that is the real greatness, and that's the one that stands the test of time. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. But let me read to you, you know, some things from here in the Bible that you may hear it straight out of the scriptures. Now, David, of course, I love when I preach the stories of David because he was a man that understood the Lord. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and starting at verse 10, you know, David is going to tell us right off the bat. You know, he's going to say it. Listen to this. David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And he said, blessed be thou, O Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen to the next verse in verse 11. He said, thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's no other greatness except that which belongs to God. Thine is the greatness. David understood it. Thine is the power. And thine is the glory. And thine is the victory. Can I get amen on that?
Amen.
Thine also, Lord, is the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. This was a king. And he was the king, of course. You know, but he knew that the kingdom was truly the Lord's. Now, this is where true greatness comes. You know, whatever you have, whatever you've accomplished in life, and whatever you even hope to be, it's all by the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we ought to give the praise and the glory to God. The true greatness. You know, and he said, thou art exalted as head above all. Listen to verse 12. He said, both riches and honor come from thee, O Lord. That's riches. And any kind of honor and so forth And in thy hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great. How many times are we going to say that? That's right. You know, it is God that can make great. And it is in his hand to make great. And to give strength unto all. Amen. Now therefore, see, he said, O Lord our God, we thank and praise your glorious name. David was the king, but he acknowledged God. He said, thou reignest over all. I'm nothing, you know, even though I'm the king and so forth like that. But you are truly the king, and thine is truly the kingdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I want to tell you, you know, everybody, you know, wants to be successful. And if you don't like to be successful, there is really something wrong with you. Amen? You know, if you don't have any drive for success, there's something wrong with you. Because even God loves good things. Amen? The Bible says that after he made the heaven and the earth, he looked at it, it was good, and he liked it. And in fact, you know, when, you know, initially, you know, when there was void and there was darkness and all of these things and so forth, he didn't like it at all. He did not like the darkness. He did not like when things was void and without form and chaotic. He didn't like that at all. He brought order. The Spirit of God moved. And he brought order out of all that chaos, and he began to bring some beauty and so forth. And he loved things when, you know, they're good and so forth like that. You know, looked at his things, say all things that God had done was good and beautiful, and he liked it. You know, so, you know, God wants us also to be successful. He said, you know, I will make you the head and not the tail. But I want to tell you something, folks, today, that it is God that is going to make you the head. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, look, even if you are at the bottom, God has the ability to still make you the head.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You heard me preach on about it in this on this pulpit so many times. You know, we preached about the crossing of the hands. You know, I mean, where, things that you don't even deserve, God will bring them to you. Because that is the favor of God. In his favor, you know, is the very life itself. You know, no matter what, you know, people say, you know, look, dear Joseph, he was the youngest and so forth. Well, maybe almost youngest, you know, and people, you know, didn't like him at all, you know, but the favor of God was on his life. Amen. You know, they tried to put him in the ditch. The favor of God was still with him. Amen. They sold him into slavery. The favor of God was still with him. Amen. And when he even got into Egypt, the next thing you know, he's already been promoted. Because God had ascribed greatness upon him. God wanted to make him great. And there wasn't anything that anybody could plan. Any imaginations, all their diabolical plans and so forth, to thwart the purpose of God in his life, they couldn't do it. Amen? God made him great. Even when he didn't know anything about it, God began to show it to him and so forth. And at the end of it, he was great. Prime minister of the whole land. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Because the purpose of God could not be thwarted by nobody's plans. Amen. God is the one that makes great. So God made him great. Listen to this in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let me read this to you. Lest you think. And you're going to hear something here this morning, I believe, by the grace of God. But let me just walk myself through this message here. Deuteronomy chapter 8. And I will start at verse 10. Now I want you to listen to this very carefully. When thou hast eaten and art full. In other words, you know, when good things have happened to you. You know, you look around, there's good things and so forth. You know, all right. Well, that's good. Then shalt thou bless the Lord thy God for the good that he has given thee. Amen. That's right. Don't forget it. Don't you ever forget it. You know. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in the keeping of his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Don't ever forget it, he said. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, you know, and hast built goodly houses and done all these things, you bought cars, you know, you got degrees, you got things, you know, in the world, you know, you married, you got children, you got everything and so forth like that, you know. When all these things are great for you, he said, don't you forget the Lord now. Because he said, look, When you have done all these things, even your herds have multiplied, verse 13, your flocks and so forth, and you got silver, and you got gold, and everything is multiplied, and you got all these things going for you. You know, you say, well, be careful now, because then your heart might be lifted up, you know, and you may forget the Lord, that God that brought you out of nothing, you know, to make you great as it is this day. Now, everything that you have accomplished in life. Well, some of you say, well, you know, I'm not that great yet. Well, you know, maybe not. But even the little thing that God has done for you, are you giving him glory in it? You know, because he that is faithful in little shall also be faithful in much. Amen. But he that is unfaithful in that which is least, you know, nobody's going to give him anything greater than that. You know, in fact, the Bible says, take away from him even that which he seems to have. You know, so, you know, I want to remind you of this. He said, and God, you know, he used to tell them all this and say, look, I brought you out of the land of Egypt. I took you through the wilderness with scorpions and all these things and so forth, you know, and I fed you with manna in the wilderness and all these things, you know, and he always reminded them of all the things. Now, you may not have been brought out of the land of Egypt. You may not have been brought through wilderness and scorpions and so forth, but I tell you what, you know, you can put your own story into this story. Everything that has been good in your life and all the great things, but people soon forget. You know, here's what happens to people. You know, when they face some challenges in life and some setbacks and some stumbling blocks and so forth, they immediately, you know, forget the goodness of the Lord. And they say, well, you know, they just forget. You know, so God typically, he likes to remind people of all the goodness that he has done for them. And if things are going well for you, then you ought to praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So he told them, he said, look, don't say in your heart, verse 17, that my power and my might and my hand has gotten me all this wealth. Don't you ever say it. You know, verse 18, and thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for he is the one that gives you power to get wealth and all this victory and all this greatness and achieve great things in life. It is the Lord your God that gives you that power, and he will establish his good covenant upon you. Amen. When you give him the glory, he's going to establish the covenant of favor upon your life. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. You know, so lest you forget, you know, and begin to brag in your heart and so forth, you become callous like the rest of the world, you know, and just running after things in the world and forget and not even acknowledge the Lord. You know, the Bible says, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. You know, that's how you do it. You must acknowledge the Lord, you know, and so forth. So, you know, God always wanted to remind them, say, look, it is the Lord thy God that gives you the power to do any of these great things in life. Listen to this in Psalms 44 and verse 3. Psalm 44 and verse 3. Now again, you know, this prophetic utterance, you know, going back and bringing all the things that happened to them and so forth, is going to show out, you know, us how it was God that gave them deliverance, give them the victory. Say, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thy arm, O Lord, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. Can I get amen? Amen. Now, at any point in time, this verse is true in anybody's life. If you have done any great thing in life, you know, if you have achieved degrees or great things in life or whatever, and so on, I want you to remember, you know, that it was not by your power, but it was by the Lord. Amen. You know, and God, he can snuff out the light just like that, you know, if he wanted to, you know, but God gives us richly all good things to enjoy, you know, so that we may praise the name of the Lord. And most of the times, you know, David, the psalmist, he used to lament in his soul about this. Oh, that man would praise the Lord! Because he looked around and he saw that people were not giving the glory to God. Oh, that they would praise the Lord for his goodness! Hallelujah! And for his wonderful works that he has done to all the children of the Lord. And I want to praise the Lord today on behalf of the entire world. Sometimes I do that. You know, I just look around and say, Lord, you know, I know the people are so ungrateful, but I thank you, Lord. Because even the Bible says that God makes his sun to shine even upon the wicked. You know, even people that don't care about the Lord, you know, God brings good things in their life, but it's all a handwriting against them for a testimony, because, you know, they won't have any reason to stand and say, well, this and that and so forth, because God gave good things to us, you know, so we ought to give him the glory and the praise all the time. Amen. Listen to this in Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 17. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. Now, these scriptures that I'm bringing out are to show you that the Lord is the one that to teach you these things. And, you know, for some of you, even if you say, well, you know, my situation is not too profitable right now. Well, I want you to also know in this verse right here, Isaiah 48 and 17, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. God is the one that's going to teach you how to do it. Amen? Amen. Praise God. But the problem is sometimes people are too impatient. They don't want to wait for the Lord, you know, and so forth. And then they run off and do things their own way and so forth. But listen to what God says. He said, look, I am the Lord your God that teaches you how to profit. And also, I will lead you in the way that you should go. Isn't that beautiful, people? Yeah. Hallelujah. That's what God said. Look, if you trust in the Lord and you wait upon the Lord, he's going to teach you. I don't care whether the economy is this or that and so forth. Look, our lives should not be tied to man's economy. Amen. Amen. Because my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4 and 19. Not according to your job, not according to your savings plan or whatever, not according even to the job you have or don't have, but according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. And if you only understood, you know, what that means, I tell you something, folks, you will never lack anything. Because the Bible says the young lions do lack and suffer want and hunger and so forth. But they that trust in the Lord and fear the Lord, they shall not lack or want any good thing. Amen? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, there are many people that went through life, achieved great things. Some of them perhaps gave God the glory and some didn't. We have some examples in the Bible just for, you know, example. These are not the only people that went through and did great things that didn't give God glory. But God put some of these examples in the Bible just so we will see and learn from it. The Bible says the things that are written in the Bible are for our examples. So one of the greatest examples of not giving glory to God for all the great things that somebody has achieved is in the story of this Nebuchadnezzar that's found in the book of Daniel chapter 4. You know, this man, he was the king of Babylon at the time. And because his kingdom ruled the world, that means essentially he ruled the world too. And listen to this in Daniel chapter 4 and verse 17. You know, so one day he looked up and down about, you know, around him and all the great things that he, you know, he has achieved. And he began to boast. But before he did that, the Lord already told him, you know, God showed him and warned him in a dream, but he didn't listen, you know, and, you know, the Bible says in this verse 17 that this matter, because he was going to be, they showed that tree, how it was cut down and so forth like that, you know, and let seven times pass over him, you know, and the Lord was telling him, but he didn't understand it. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand of the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the affairs of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And even he can set the business of men. You know, people who don't even care about the law, God can put them in charge of things. God can do great things, you know, and put them in there and so forth like that and see if they will give glory to God. You know, but, you know, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. You know, so God warned this guy, but he didn't listen. You know, so listen to verse 24 of this same chapter. And then one day, the Bible says that, you know, well, this particular part is the interpretation of the thing, you know, how that, you know, he's, you know, all these things are going to come upon him and so forth. So let me skip forward to that. You know, you've heard this story before. you know, how, you know, God said that he was, you know, so many things are going to come upon him and so forth. And all of it came upon him. Let me skip to verse 29. And at the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. Verse 30. And the king spake and said, now listen to his words here. And let's see if there's any glory to the Lord for the greatness that was achieved in his life. He said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Are all these things not what I have done? I mean, well, you know, you say, well, I'm not Nebuchadnezzar and I never spoke like that. Well, you know, perhaps, you know, when you don't give the Lord the praise and the glory. Now, sometimes, you know, some people, you know, they face some hardships and they, you know, some people even go so far as say, Lord, if you do this, I will do the other thing. You know, and then when the Lord does that, they forget, you know, to do the other thing. You know, some of you, you know, no matter what you are in, maybe you're looking for a job, the Lord gives you, a great job and so forth. Did you come back and give the glory to God? Maybe you are a student, you are facing some difficult classes and so forth, and the Lord gave you a major breakthrough and so forth. Did you come back and give the glory to God? You know, and so forth. Or, you know, you thought that, well, I got all these things by myself. So this man, he thought he did all these things by himself. You know, but while the word was yet in his mouth, you know, the warning that the Lord had given him, which he didn't listen to, came upon him, and judgment fell upon him, you know, and so forth. But at the end of the days, in verse 34, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High. Hallelujah! Yeah. It's what he should have done all along. And I praised and honored him that liveth forever. And then he began to give glory to God after God put him in the bush for 7 years. And then he began to give the glory to God and say, Lord, I know that all dominion is yours. All the kingdom is yours. Everything that I ever done and so forth, it's all yours. You know, and he said, look, all the inhabitants of the earth before the Lord are reputed as nothing. And the Lord, he does whatever he wants in heaven and so forth. Nobody can stay his hand or anybody say to him, what doest thou? So he finally figured it out. You know, that's what, you know, look, I tell you something. I've heard some people say, well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to argue my way and so forth. You know, true and righteous are thy judgments, O Lord. That's all that anybody is going to be able to say when they stand before the Lord, the judge of the whole earth. You are going, there's nothing else that you are going to be able to say than confess that true and righteous are his judgments. That's the way it is. You know, and this man, he finally figured out and he gave the glory to God at the end. And he said, look, my goodness, all who walk in pride, God is able to abase. Hallelujah. Now, that's the one thing that separates the Lord from anybody else, you know, apart from many other things. The Lord said one time to challenge the people, he said, can you look to anybody that is proud and bring him down like I can do it? You know, you can't do it, you know. He told that to Job and so forth. So, you know, God, he's the one that gives us the ability to do these things. He's the one that teaches us how to profit. He's the one from whom true greatness comes. Thine is that greatness, O Lord. You know, so he did that and God finally restored him, you know, to the place where he should be. But he should have learned, you know, in the beginning to give the praise to God, which he didn't. You know, so I want to tell us that there are many more stories in the Bible that I can tell you. There's one in Acts chapter 12. This one is Herod. You know, he was king, you know, in Judea at that time, Judea and so forth, governor and all these things. You know, so one day he gave this tremendous, the Bible says he gave a tremendous speech. And Acts 12 chapter 21. Let me turn to it real quickly. Acts chapter 12 and verse 21. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, he sat upon his throne and made an oration unto the people. I mean, he gave this tremendous speech. I mean, he was like an oracle. I mean, he spoke, you know, he was a great orator, you know. And all the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. You know, and Aaron probably say, you're right. You know, it is the voice of a God. That's me right here. You know, and he was, as he was thinking that in his heart and enjoying all that accolade and so forth, instead of giving the glory to God for being a great speaker, you know, the Bible says immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten up by worms and he gave up the ghost right there, just like that, you know, because he did not give God the glory. Folks, let me define pride to you this morning. It is simply not giving God the glory and all the glory. That's what pride is. You know, when you don't give God all the glory, you know, it doesn't matter what else you do, you know, God, you know, that's pride, you know, and, you know, this God allowed these examples to happen so that we can see. And this man, you know, God smote him, the angel of the Lord did, and he was eaten up and he gave up the ghost. But he forgot that greatness, you know, come from the Lord. Now, there are even preachers today. Preachers, pastors, whatever they are, you know, and so forth, that have forgotten that it is by the Lord that they do anything. And most of the time, their ministry is overrated, you know, self-overrated, actually. You know, they think they are anything, you know, and so forth like that, as if they are the next best thing to whatever, you know. And they forget that it is by the Lord. Jesus said in John chapter 15 and verse 5, that without me, ye can do nothing. How many of you can say praise the Lord? I don't care how anointed anybody thinks they are. The Lord, he can... just like that, and they are gone. Because they are nobody except by the Lord. But when the Spirit of God is in a man, and that man gives glory to God, then God gets the glory and great things are done. Amen? Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. But those people that don't give glory to God, even for the great things that are being done through their ministry, you can read about them in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. They came back to the Lord and they said, Lord, didn't we do great things in your name? Didn't we do all of these things, heal the sick, do multiple miracles, and cast out devils, and prophesy in your name, and these great things, and so forth. But all the time they were doing all those great things, the attention was about themselves. They were bringing the glory to themselves, and they did not give glory to God. You know, and God said, well, he didn't say they didn't do those things, but he said, depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. You know, I never knew you, you know, because you were never a part of me. Because my glory I will share with no man. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I will share my glory with no man. And in his presence shall no flesh glorify themselves. Amen. Amen. But there is a group of people that finally, you know, they made it to heaven. And they figured out, they knew what to do about giving God the glory. Let's read quickly about them. And then I have this one more thing to say. In Revelation chapter 4, there was this group of people in this vision that John saw that surrounded the throne. But, you know, they knew what to do in the presence of God. The Bible says, verse 10 of Revelation 4, and the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne, and they worship him that liveth forever and ever. And they cast their crowns down before the throne. And they said, we can't wear any crowns when we are standing before the Lord. Amen, folks. That's right. We are unprofitable servants. We have only done that which was our duty. We cannot wear any crown. They threw their crowns down. Paul said, everything that I've gained, I count it as dung. There's another word for that. I can't use it in the church. Everything that I have achieved in life, I count it but dung, that I may gain the excellency. Hallelujah. Of the power and the glory of God, that the true glory may go to God. He said, look, all my accolades, everything else means nothing. I throw it down. These people, they threw down their crowns before the Lord. And they said, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive the glory and the honor and the power. For thou hast created all things. Hallelujah. And for thy praise and glory were all things made. Listen to this. And I'm going to close with this, folks. And I have this that I'm going to say to you from the Lord. Now, there may be some of you in here, you know, that have not given all, or do not give all the glory to God in your life for all the things that God is doing, you know. And you cannot really get all of the true riches of God if you don't give him the glory, you know, because he'll test you with a little thing and so forth like that. And if you become great and you don't give him the glory, you know, I'll tell you what, the quickest thing that can make somebody fall from the mountaintop is pride. Hello, somebody. Pride will bring you down from the mountaintop quicker than anything else that I know. You know, of course, you know. But when somebody gives the real glory to God, listen to this. You know, when they give a real glory to God, then God is pleased. Amen? Amen. Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. And let's see what the Lord has to say here. You know. Malachi chapter 3. And let me read this to you. And also, I'm going to say this to you prophetically speaking. But you can read Malachi chapter 3, starting at verse 8. And he says, will a man rob me? He said, yes, ye have robbed me. Where have you robbed me? They said, in my praise and in my glory, saith the Lord. Amen? Amen. And that's not what that chapter says. Now, this is what the Lord told me this morning. I wrote it down. I was reading that chapter, but I, you know, he told me something else, you know, as I was reading it, you know. And he said, they have robbed me. He said, ye have robbed me in my praises, and ye have robbed me in my glory. Listen to this. In that ye have not ascribed the glory to me, but hast thought within thine heart that by thine own power, even by thyself, thou hast achieved or has done these things. But it is I, even I, saith the Lord, that has blessed thee. Can I say amen? Amen. But now, he says, saith the Lord, give all the glory unto me, and keep none of my praise to thyself, and I will open unto you the true windows of heaven, and I will pour you out a great blessing when you praise my name and give me all the glory. And there shall be not enough room in your lives to receive all of the blessing that I'll bring unto you. And then the Lord went ahead and said, when you give me all the praise and give me all the glory, I will rebuke the devourers for your sake. Praise ye the Lord. And they shall no more devour all the blessing that I plan to bring into your life. But you must give me the glory, and you must give me the praise. I want us to stand to our feet here this morning. You must give the Lord the praise. You must give the Lord the glory. And I want you to know that true greatness comes from the Lord. The power to get wealth comes from the Lord. The knowledge to profit comes from the Lord. The Lord said, I am the one that teacheth you to profit. Even David said, the Lord is the one that teacheth my hands to fight, my fingers to war, and all these things and so forth. You know, everything that he thought he accomplished, he gave the glory to God. In fact, one time he cast off his royal crown and his kingly garment, and he began to praise the Lord. Because he said, look, I can't wear a kingly robe when I see the ark of the Lord. You know, and he began to praise the Lord. You know, and this is what people ought to do. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness that he has done in your lives. You are alive, aren't you? You are here this morning. You are not in the morgue somewhere. You are not in the hospital. Your legs hanging down, tubes sticking all over your body and so forth like that. You know, I mean, the goodness of the Lord that he has done for you. Are you giving him the praise? Are you giving him the glory? Now, I want you also to know that true greatness is achieved by giving the praise and the glory to God. Because God is the one that brings that greatness into our lives. And I gave you that story, the ones that wanted to make a name to themselves, and God said, you will not do it. But the one that God looked at, he wasn't even thinking about that, and God said, I will make your name great. Hallelujah! And that is, that's God's prerogative. He can do that. He can do anything he wants. He can take the beggar out of the dunghill and set him among princes. Hallelujah. Amen. He can do that. And he can also bring down the lofty and bring them down. He can look to everyone that is proud and tell them to come crashing down. He can do all the things. The Lord killeth and he maketh alive. The Lord does all these things. For by strength shall no man prevail, but by the grace of the Lord only in your lives. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now I want to challenge everybody that is here also, that you said, well, you know, my life is not exactly, you know, great. Because I don't have greatness and so forth like that. Well, I want to tell you something. God already called you great. Amen.
Yeah.
Because he said in Abraham, hallelujah, what he said concerning Abraham, God brought that promise smack down upon your life as well. As many of you that believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Abraham, God said to him, in thy seed, which is Christ, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And if you have received the Lord Jesus into your life, then the blessing of Abraham comes upon you. That greatness that God said, I will put upon Abraham, he is putting it already upon you too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, but it's not something we don't need to strive to be great, you know. In fact, the Bible says, if any of you will be great, let him be your servant. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But that's not what you see with these ministers and pastors and teachers and all these things these days. They want to be great. They put themselves on a pedestal above everybody else. And everybody has to bow down to them and do all of this and so forth. That's not what Jesus did. Jesus took the towel and he took the bowl of water and he washed their feet. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So if you want to be great, you need to be the servant. But that's the meaning of the word minister, is to serve. But people have, you know, elevated themselves as if it's some kind of thing. It is nothing, saith the Lord. I am the Lord, and I am God alone. And my praise and glory will I not share with another. Amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. So we want everybody to give the praise and the glory to God, you know, and so on. Because God is truly the only one, you know. The Bible says, for by him were all things made. Thank you, Jesus. Let me introduce you to him today. In case you haven't known him, or maybe you've been going to church and so forth like that. I'm not preaching about church today at all. You can go to church all you want. If you don't give the glory to God in your life, then, you know, whatever you think is an, you know, Bible says the things that are highly esteemed among men, they are an abomination before the Lord. I read that to you, Luke chapter 16, you know. But I want you to give glory to God this morning. Real glory to God in your life. Praise God. And I want to tell you something too. If you will humble yourself before the Lord, you know, let me read this to you. And as I'm reading this, at any point in time, you know, if you want to step forward, I'm going to invoke some things in your life. When I read this to you this morning, just listen to this. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I am going to invoke the real greatness of God into your life this morning. Some of you are struggling, you know, with trying to be great and so forth like that. But God has sent me here today with this word, you know. The Bible says, my word shall be the pen of a ready writer. And he has sent me here with this word today. And let me introduce to you the one that is able to truly make you great. Amen.
Amen.
For by him were all things created.
Yeah.
That are in the heaven and in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, which is the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. And in him all things consist. That by him, and he said, through him, that he may have the preeminence. For he pleased the Father that in him, Christ, should all fullness dwell. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. You cannot find fullness anywhere else except God Christ. You will not find it in a church. You won't even find it here at GMI Church. I tell you that. You know, the only way you're going to find it is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
There will be, when you stand before him, if you put GMI Church on your forehead, you are finished. You know, their passport is the name of Jesus Christ. The only passport is the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise God. You say, well, I go to church. Well, I was born in this kind of church and so forth. I raised this church and so forth. Well, that's all good. That's fine. You know, but except you honor the Lord with all your heart. Except you love the Lord thy God with all your heart. And you give him all the glory. You know, yeah, you don't stand a chance. You know, but I want to give you a chance here this morning. We never want to close a service without giving people a chance to turn their life over to the Lord or make, you know, reconciliation. You know, if you are here this morning and you need to make reconciliation between yourself and God, I want you to step forward. I want to let you know that there is a price that Jesus paid for all your indebtedness. Praise God. And if you say, well, I don't know about that and so forth, because people are looking at me. Well, then you're not ready for the Lord yet. Because he that confesses me before men, I also will confess him before the angels of God. But whosoever will be ashamed of me before men, I even will be ashamed of him before the angels of God, Jesus said. Now, if you are here this morning, you said, well, I have been struggling. You know, I've wanted, you know, to be great and so forth, but things are not going well. Well, I have good news for you here this morning. I want to let you know that the thing that is holding you back, the handwriting of ordinances, you know, some of you say, well, you know, and so forth, you know, somebody is against me, this and that and so forth. You know, all those things Jesus already took care of. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And real greatness comes when you humble yourself before the Lord. And in due time, he will lift you up. Praise the name of the Lord. So if you are here this morning, you say, I want real greatness in my life. Well, you start by acknowledging the Lord. Acknowledge the Lord for who he is. And he's going to bring that real greatness in your life. Praise God. And there have been some of you here this morning that have stolen from me, said the Lord. You have stolen my praise and you have stolen my glory. I have done great things for you. You know, you are bright, you are smart and so forth. And you think that you did it all by yourself. No, the Lord, he gave it to you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Some people even think they are pretty, they are beautiful, they are handsome and all of these things. And they think they got it all. The Lord, he gave it to you. Anything that you have, anything, all good things and all perfect gifts come from God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, so, you know, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter where you've been. You have an opportunity today. No church can save you. You say, well, you know, this, you know, I don't, you know, I belong to this kind of church and so forth. That can't save you. You know, you need to put your lives in the hands of God. And you need to give all of your mind to the Lord and give him the glory and the praise. Amen. Amen, amen, folks. And I tell you something, folks, God is going to do something special for some people here this morning. Because they humble themselves. Praise the Lord. You know, there is a different anointing for every service. You know, and, you know, I have to wait upon the Lord and so forth, you know, for each service. For the Lord to tell me what he wants me to say. And for those of you that come forward this morning, there is something that the Lord is going to do in your lives. First of all, I want you to pray and ask for God's forgiveness in that you have not given him all the glory that he deserves. And I loved it when they sang that song this morning. They said, all the glory. They said, you know, he deserves the glory. And I said, yes, that goes right with my message. And they said, you know, I exalt you, Lord. And I said, yes, that goes right with my message. You know, we need to give the Lord the praise and the glory. And as you begin to give him true praise and true glory, for indeed all the things that you have done, I want to announce to you today that you have not seen anything yet concerning all the benefits that the Lord is going to pour into your lives. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Now there are some of you here in this congregation today who were nobody. Some of you should perhaps even be in jail because you've done some things and so forth, you know. But the Lord, He had mercy upon you.
Amen.
You know, he turned your life around. But do you give him the glory? You know, and so forth like that. Or do you soon forget, you know, all the things that God has done? Well, here this morning, those of you are here to give the glory to God, you know, and the Lord, he appreciates that. Throw up your hands and let's pray together. God, I appreciate the fact that you give him the glory. That's right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want the praise team to come up and sing "All the Glory Belongs to Jesus." Lord, we give you the glory here this morning. And for these ones that are here giving glory to your name, thanking you for all the things that you've done in their lives, I thank you along with them, Lord. And now I pray that the true glory of God and the true power and true greatness will come into their lives because they have given you the praise and the glory. And they are here this morning, Lord, acknowledging you in all their ways. And the mercy of God go with you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord be praised. Go ahead and give the Lord a hand clap. The Lord be praised. The Lord be praised. And somebody was wondering, they said, why do you speak like that about the church? And so forth. Well, because we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord. So it is truly only Jesus that can save you. You know, amen. This place is a place of worship, a place where we come together to bless the name of the Lord. But all attention must be focused on Jesus. Amen. And I thank the Lord because I believe that everybody understood that message this morning. If you understood that message, give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, Lord, I pray this morning for the people of God, especially for the ones that have struggled with greatness. The ones that want, you know, to be great in life, but they didn't know how to go about it. I thank you, Lord, because you said, I am the Lord your God that teaches you how to profit. And I will show you the way that you should go. Now, Lord, teach your people, Lord, how to profit. And show them the way that they should go. For thine is the kingdom and thine is the greatness, O Lord. And in thy hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thou art our glory and the lifter up of our heads. Let every head be lifted up that is bowed down here this morning. Let the hands that hang down be lifted up and let the feeble knees receive strength. And let the name of the Lord be glorified. Do it, O Lord, for your own name's sake. For your own name's sake, O Lord. For thou art our God and you are our Father and we are your children. We thank you. And we praise your name. Now, folks, I want you to know that as long as you give the Lord the praise, and as long as you give the Lord the glory, God is going to bring true greatness into your lives. So it is spoken. And so let it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's put our hands together again for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.